Yo, what up, Nashville 3 and Tell on the air. Brent Doherty, Don Davenport. Hey, Don.
Hey. Happy hump day.
And there he is. He's Ron Slay.
Hey.
There's way too much talk about this Tickle Monster nickname thing. Why do we have to give them a nickname? Why can't they just be a bunch of badasses out there just wrecking havoc?
Well, that was a Brian Baldinger thing, wasn't it? That started all of Baldies, yep. Baldies breakdowns.
But that's what happens when you got something, when you got greatness taking place. Yeah, yeah. It's always got to be a little nickname tagged on it. So
plus, I mean, we're four people with nicknames: Slamma, Mayor, Babs, Hunk.
Yeah. I had D-Mac back in my college days.
D-Mac.
Oh, let's bring that back.
D-Mac?
Yes.
D-Mac.
I'm the mayor brought in there to my right, D-Mac.
Do you want to know why?
I don't know how I feel about D-Mac.
He was Mac and D?
Defensive machine. D-Mac.
I thought he was a Mac.
Defensive machine. I thought it was a Mac. Don really likes the Mac. Conference.
I thought she was a fan of Return of the Mac. Yeah, Return of the Mac song.
Mac, no.
A Mac.
Yeah,
she loves McDonald's.
No Mac.
Like I'm Mackin.
There you go. Yeah,
because back in the day you were Mackin.
What's wrong with that?
I mean, that's okay.
Man, I was a Mac Daddy. You don't want to be a Mac? I'd be the Mac.
What? Slay. What exactly is the definition of a Mac?
A Mac is a person, man, that is.
Laying it down,
man. Like you know, when you walk in the room, you know you can control the room, like the conversation with your friends, conversation with a cutie you may like, anything, and like a Mac. You macking the whole situation down. It's 80s, early 90s, but you know what I mean. You macking it down. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that ain't me.
Man, if you got some Mac in you. I'm
married. You got a baby at home.
Okay. Defensive machine.
No, that's way better.
The Urban Dictionary version of Mac is to hit on, flirt with, or seduce a female by using verbal or sometimes physical means of persuasion.
There you go, Slay. There's your Urban Dictionary defense.
That was way better than Slay going, you know that.
Yeah, you're going to know that. You give it, you know what I mean? You figure them out. You know, that's the thing.
Oh,
it's that easy. Yeah.
Like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
You figure it out.
Beth Hutton is a Mac. Dutton. That's a Mac. She controls situations.
By the way,
y'all said she's like Bev Dutton.
If y'all are keeping up with Slay,
oh, y'all all in his
Yellowstone.
Y'all gonna hear about it. Y'all better hurry up and catch up.
Slay just hit season two this morning.
That's right.
No, you have to wait till I get into it.
Babs, you're not gonna get into it.
Your husband's so mad right
now. My husband's so mad because he hears Ron Slay talking about it.
I'm telling him, Mr. Babs, it's cold blooded.
Beth Dutton is the greatest female television character of all time.
And it's like the whole cast of characters, man. They work in. It's so, Rip. Man, it's good, man.
Rip is, you're right. Rip is savage with a heart.
I'm telling you, man.
Casey, boy.
And it came again.
Casey got his moments.
Yes, he does.
We got a text Casey from Ron Slay saying, man, I'm not sleeping enough because of Yellowstone. Because he'll taking sit over my there. Life. And hit an episode, yep. And then it's time for bed, yep. And you'll hit another one episode, and you just keep doing it till it's all of a sudden it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's doing it and doing it and doing it well. Brian said Everett Doherty just nailed it. Broadway badasses. Did I say that?
Did you?
That's what the Texans badass. Called them the other day when they were talking about the defensive line. Yeah, one of the coaches called them that.
I think Terod Taylor just said something similar. Kayla Anderson, Terod Taylor on the Titans, the defense. It's a very talented bunch. How about that? Very talented bunch. Is that a good name?
Nah, that's just dairy.
A lot
Broadway
of energy.
Badasses. Yeah. Same thing, right?
I like that, though. Yeah. Broadway badasses. That's tough.
A lot of energy when you watch them. So I accidentally gave them a nickname. Is that what happened?
The Titan Max.
Bubba and Dixon. Bubba, what's up?
Guys.
Bubba.
Don, you need to hurry up so you don't keep my boy over here waiting.
Thank you.
He's going to have to watch it. I'm telling you.
Well, he's watching it. I just need him to not talk about it.
Don't stop on the counts of Don. Okay? Sorry,
Don. Now, listen. Hey, Bubba, you can weigh in on this. How mad should Don be if Harder, her husband, is really watching it on the sly.
Oh, I could totally see that.
No, Dawn should not be mad. That's her fault for not watching it. This is what I've already been through with my front office. My wife is what I call
it. My front office. That,
she's like Amy Adam. I'm just Vrabel. All right? I run the day-to-day stuff. You know, she oversees it. But she finally got called up one time. She did what Ron did and was like, you know what? I'm just going to watch them all. And now it's like, oh, my God, are you ready for Sunday?
Yeah, because Harder could watch him again and act like he didn't watch it once, and I think it's pretty
easy. I could totally see him doing that. Hey, he's by himself with the baby on the weekends. He might be doing that.
Yeah, but see, what's happening
that's
is...
That's not a baby show.
No. Deep inside, he's like, oh, my God, can she not just catch up?
Yeah, see? That's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying.
Hey, you got a nickname for this defense, Bubba?
Yeah, I do. And, hey, real quick, hey, Ron, hey, I know a guy knows a guy knows something about it, but Ron kind of was a Mac back in the day. I'm just letting you know.
See what I'm saying?
I've heard that, too.
I've heard stories. And Mac means he walks in the room and does everything what he needs to do.
There you go. Lay it down.
Control the room.
That's all, man. And everything is in there.
All right, listen. If y'all going to do nicknames and stuff, y'all going to have to do what downtown is. I spent a little couple years down there and doing that stuff, but hey, man, you got to come up with something with a little checkpoint, traffic jam, or, hey, man, or rush hour, or something like that, because that's Nashville. That's all it is. That's Nashville.
City rush hour.
We saw it today.
Yes, indeed.
Locally, I'll call them 65 South or 24 East. I'm just saying that both of them run right past Nissan.
Yeah.
But, hey, for this season, though, the slogan, hey, let it rip, Tater Chip. That's what, hey, Mike Vrabel has embodied his inner redneck or inner country boy, because he's just like, hey, forget it. We're going to do it. Let her rip. Hey, we're going to put Cole in there. Hey, we're going to put whoever we need to in there.
I like it.
I love it. Thank you, Bubba. Appreciate it. 615-737-1045. Haley next up. Haley, what's up?
Hey. So I wasn't sure if I missed part of the Sac City call, but couldn't we totally take that and run with it and do a remix with Tyga and Rack City and
Sex City.
Yeah.
Sex City. Yep. You're right.
No.
Okay.
I know. Yes.
Slay is saying yes. Like absolutely.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Okay. And then I just had one more thing. You guys were talking yesterday about being a Vandy fan and you know how lonely it must be. And I do want to confirm it's lonely, dark, depressing. And if Slay could just let me out of the trunk, please.
What the heck, Slay? Why is she in the trunk?
She wants to jump in the car.
What was her name?
Haley.
Haley, I love you, Haley. I'm gonna pull over. We're gonna get you out of there, homie. I promise.
She said, I love you, too.
Hey, it's coming, man. No doubt. I can't wait to have Drew on so we can talk about some of the things that Candace is doing over there. Because listen,
she's funny, man.
I love her.
She's
Haley,
on her game.
She got to call back, man. We need you, Haley. I love that.
That's a Vandy fan.
It is.
She wants out of the trunk and in the car.
It's dark and lonely.
It's dark and lonely.
I'm going to get you out, man. Get
Nick
you up in the
and
front. Right, it is.
Hang on, Nick. I told you. I'm way late to a break. Let's take a break. We'll come back. More of your phone calls. 3HL-1045 is home. HL 104.5 the zone. During the break, I asked the room, "What do you call the thing where the dude gets clipped?" And Davenport looks at me in all seriousness. She goes, "Cut blocking." And I'm like, "I love you so much. Like you immediately just go football with anything."
He was not talking football, folks.
Well, I was just curious, like, does the vasectomy guy also do the reversal guy? Like, are they the same thing? Like,
well, he did it, so he should know how to reverse it. Let me just undo this. I got this.
Right, I mean, that makes sense. I don't know why I was even thinking about that. 615-737-1045.
Yes, it's the same doctor.
Are you talking about cut blocking?
And you just started laughing and look at me, and I was like,
"I did it for him."
Oh, you're not talking about ball, are you? Okay.
Well. Okay. All right. Moving on. We'll go back to the phones. There was a really funny moment on the Buck Rising show today where he got into an argument with himself. He actually agreed with himself.
Shocker.
Which is the response that everybody gave me when I tweeted that. But this audio cracked me up so hard. Like, I'd pulled into Barnes & Noble to go get some coffee on the way to our appointment. today. We've got a new title sponsor that we'll tell you about a little bit later. We went to go meet those guys. And I turn on the zone, and Buck Rising immediately gets into a conversation with himself. This is how it went down. Check this out.
It's Christmas Day. You don't want to wait for Christmas Day. Or you want anything that's going to get you closer to Christmas Day as opposed to, what's that weird holiday we talked about? St. Nicholas Day where they put the candy in your shoe? I think that's just a Catholic thing. I don't know. 615-737-1045. Jack in Nashville is next.
It's Christmas Day. You don't want to wait for Christmas Day.
You don't want to wait.
You want anything that's going to get you closer to Christmas Day as opposed to, what's that weird holiday we talked about? St. Nicholas Day where they put the candy in your shoe?
Oh, that's Mike. Was I just arguing with myself? Jack, how loud are you listening to the radio? What?
How y'all doing?
We're great. Jack, how loud do you have the radio? I was just
arguing with somebody else, too.
It sounded like somebody else.
Hang on.
Jack, what is happening?
Jack's done.
Oh, you just cut him off?
Yeah, no.
Pantinga just went done.
We gave him a long enough leash.
I thought this man was like, preach it, brother. I'm like, hell yeah. Oh, no, that's me.
That's agreeing with yourself.
That's so gross. Now, that's just basically people hearing my internal monologue. That's me in my head yelling, hell yeah, brother. You nailed that analogy. Goodness. Christmas Day. That was sick.
Wow.
Buck Rising.
Hey, man, I love Buck, man.
See, I was listening to that live, and I was like, man, that caller really agrees with him because it sounded just enough off.
Yeah, it didn't sound like Buck.
Until he said the candy in the shoe or whatever.
I thought the dude was still going with that, too, though. I thought he was, man, that's wild.
But then what about, like, this is low-key the best part of the call. Panzeca just, clipped that guy.
Get him out of here.
You're done.
That's what you call clipping somebody. That's exactly what you call a Panzeca.
Yeah.
Hey, man. That was good right there. That was good. That was good. Turn, Buck.
That's a clip right there.
That's all right.
Can we hear the beginning of that again? Buck Rising arguing with himself.
No.
It's Christmas Day.
No.
You don't want to wait for Christmas Day.
Yes.
Or you want anything that's going to get you closer to Christmas Day as opposed to, what's that weird holiday we talked about? St. Nicholas Day where they put the candy in your shoe?
Yeah.
I think that's just a Catholic thing. I don't know. 615-737-1045. Jack in Nashville is next.
Off enough.
It's Christmas Day. You don't want to wait for Christmas Day.
You don't
want to
wait.
You want anything that's going to get you close to Christmas Day as opposed to
that
holiday we talked about, St. Nicholas Day.
You don't
want to wait.
You agree with me.
You're right. You don't want to wait.
That's right, Jack.
Yeah,
that's
Jack. Right. Hit it.
You tell him, Jack. Buck Rising Show, 10 to 1, weekdays on 104.5 The Zone. We appreciate him. Love that guy. At Buck Rising.
I know you're shocked that Buck agreed with himself.
Yes. Right. 615-737-1045 at 3HL1045 on Twitter. We got tons of phone calls. Nick in Antioch. Nick, what's up?
What's going on, guys? I'm not going to make you argue with yourselves tonight.
Thank you.
But I had a nickname that you might want to try out. I don't know if it's good or not. It kind of works with what we already do in the stadium, but Music City Pain Train.
Oh, okay.
Come to train.
That's more aggressive.
Nick, I love you. I don't love that, though.
You don't love it?
No.
Come to train.
That's fine. Okay. Lee in Hendersonville. Lee, what's up? Lee, I totally agree.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's us.
Lee?
We'll put Lee on hold. CJ in the Borough. CJ, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So when I heard the conversation that was had with Jeffrey Simmons, when I heard that clip, and he was talking about the Tennessee Tickle Monsters, one thing came to my mind, and that is a box. A box with a piece of paper with the nickname. You cut it into quarters, you put bubble wrap inside it and all sorts of other foam, you tie it up with tape, you put it in a catapult, and you launch it into the sun. That is the worst nickname I have ever heard in my entire life. Now,
I agree. I don't know how it became a thing. Go ahead, man.
I don't know. But now that we're here, I have one for you. What we have to do is go back into a vault in the corner of St. Thomas Sports Park or wherever it is. And if you remember the days with Lamont Thompson and Tank Williams and Lance Schulters, and everyone's favorite, Mr. Monday Night, Keith Bullock, we bring back the Tennessee Tyrants.
Oh.
And while we're at it,
okay,
we bring back the Coliseum nickname. I was talking to my brother earlier this afternoon, and I called that place the most intimidating atmosphere in the NFL. I called it a fortress of fear.
Fortress of fear. I like the alliteration, too. CJ, you went a lot of directions on that call, bro. Appreciate you listening. Appreciate the participation.
I like that. Tennessee Tyrants.
That's solid.
Nothing's just hit me, you know? Like, I want to be just knocked across the face with something.
I like the Tyrants. It's just too close to... it's too close
to
the
Titans. All
you
got to do is try to tickle Dawn.
Oh, yeah. You will get punched in the face.
Beth Dutton style. 615-737-1045.
Tennessee Tyrants. So he mentioned Jeff Simmons, Big Jeff.
Right.
Because Big Jeff was actually asked about it. So now we have the team's thoughts on it.
Yeah, I saw that. I kind of ignored it. That's not who we are. They need to come up with something more aggressive. Ticket muscle sound too, you know, I guess nice. You know, when we on the field, we like to be mean. We like to be aggressive. So I don't like that one.
It sounds like a Pixar movie.
Nothing wrong with Pixar movies.
I said grown men tickling other grown men is just weird and creepy.
Like, I'm going to get you.
Ew.
I'm going to get you.
It's creepy.
I don't even. Huh.
That's gross.
It's like, help.
Listen.
Dude, Mayor's out. He's like sitting back in his chair like done. Done.
Goochie, goochie, goo. Come here, Todd. Tyrod.
Tyrod. Tyrod.
Oh, man.
But see, that's the thing. If it's not a cool name, they're not even going to pay. They're not going to acknowledge it anyway. So people calling them is just going to be silly.
By the way, calling them that. Tyrod Taylor was sacked four times? Five times by the Miami Dolphins.
I think it was five, right?
And we're talking about the Dolphins.
They're not good. You know, Davis Mills.
They beat the Ravens.
Davis Mills is like third in the NFL in sacks behind like Tannehill.
By the way, Ryan Tannehill was asked a question today. Do you have that one ready to go in the old audio box? This is cut number two. Cut number two, I tell you. Ryan Tannehill, should Mike Vrabel be considered for coach of the year?
Like that, yeah. You know, coach does a great job. I stay out of the nomination and all that stuff. But Coach Vrabel does a great job preparing us each and every week, setting the tone, holding us accountable, and putting a game plan together for our team each and every week. So, you know, thankful to have a coach who handles those situations really well and keeps the pressure on us.
That sounded like a no to me.
I think he's just staying away from it. He ain't got nothing to do with that.
Okay, that's but it. Why do you stay away from it?
I would say, he's the coach of the year.
The same reason y'all told me, wait till you hear him when he speaks.
Makes
he
you
won't
go
say to... nothing. It just
makes you fall asleep.
He
doesn't want him saying Mike Vrabel's the best damn coach I've ever played for. I love him. Our whole team loves him.
All of that.
He doesn't want it because he don't want it to go everywhere.
That's the problem with Ryan Tannehill. He's a human version of tryptophan.
Or he doesn't feel that way.
That's what I'm saying. What was the beginning of that response there?
That would be interesting. But
is Mike Vrabel coach of the year?
Coach does a great job. I stay out of the nomination and all that stuff. But, you know, Coach Vrabel does a great job preparing us each and every week.
Huh.
Stay out of that stuff, but he does a great job preparing you. Okay.
Somebody's going to start some controversy here.
I'm about to do it. That's like, I'm going to set you up with my friend, and she's really, really nice.
She's got a great personality.
No, if you say that.
She prepares you every week. She's very nice. That's basically the same.
She's got a great personality.
That was the same conversation, right?
Is she attractive? Well, she's got a great personality.
She's real nice. She prepares us. He prepares us every week.
She's like Team Mom. I don't want Team Mom.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Teen Mom.
Now, this brings up another question.
How come all those Teen Mom ticks are crazy?
Because they're on a show for a reason.
To be crazy?
Yes.
I never even seen it.
If you're not crazy, they're not showing you on the show.
Like Real Housewives?
Yes.
Really?
It's the same thing. Hey, let me ask you this, Slay. I'm totally being a sports talk show host right now. Well, does it matter?
What's in your job description?
Yeah, what are you,
if you like your coach, though? I
does
just,
it matter?
I mean, I just listened to, I know that's Tannehill's a, that's a Tannehill, great question. But he that definitely wasn't a ringing endorsement for Mike Vrabel is
as yeah. a professional?
Yeah.
No, it does not matter. It does not matter if you like your coach or not.
As long as
you know Tannehill's in his car going, dang it, I should have answered that question.
But reason being, like, you're probably gonna have more interaction with
or
your
it's
with
just
your position
Tannehill.
Coach.
It's kinda hard to tell with
yeah.
him.
See that
you spend way more time with your position yeah, like coach I, and your yeah. coordinator,
yeah,
right?
You're gonna like them more so than you like the coach. Like, man, the coach, we ain't yeah. even really gotta talk. Like,
right.
What you got to say? Whatever you saying to me anyway is going to be filtered through him.
Let us do what we're going to exactly. do offensively exactly. and don't interfere unless exactly. it's for the positive right. and everybody's good.
Right. Do you think he just got tired of, man, we've already had this Derrick Henry for MVP talk. Now he's out. Now this is what we're getting asked. Like, I got tired. We already had to answer the MVP questions.
I would say that, but I think with winning, like, this is what comes with winning. If you can all, ladies and gentlemen. Let me make an announcement. You can always go back to mediocrity, and you won't get asked any of these questions. So, I mean, like, yeah, you better enjoy it. Soak it up. Like, handle it. Or get so used to it, you play the role like Bill Belichick plays. And then you don't have to answer anything because he does all the answering for you. But, I mean, it's a lot deeper than that to me now because it's all about building your brand and everything else that comes with it. We see what Tom Brady's doing now once he got away. Like,
If you just saw that Ryan Tannehill quote just like written, logged, and didn't hear yeah. him say it, you wouldn't think much about it, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
or would you?
It was kind of a weird answer, but Slay's right. He's kind of a weird guy. Like, Ryan Tannehill's the guy that somebody needs to run up and try to tickle him and just see what happens.
I'm going to get you.
Oh, my gosh.
Why wouldn't – What? I don't understand why you wouldn't endorse him. But that was a good question, Babs.
Doesn't matter if you like him or not.
Don't even fool with him. So, I mean, I guess
he's developed a culture in that locker room that's working.
Yeah, good job.
Doing his job as a head coach, keeping everybody together. I mean, yeah. backs up against the wall. I've counted them out the last 3 weeks, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still here.
I had them winning last week.
They're still here.
Not the previous 4 weeks.
So, I mean, Vrabel's doing a hell of a job.
That's why they won by 17 on Sunday.
By the way,
everybody's doing their job.
Did I see that they're 7-3 against the spread?
That sounds
I think third
right.
best rate in the NFL.
That would sound about right. I'm gonna give them points on this game. I'm gonna do like Mariani.
The Cowboys are 8-1. Guess which Cowboys game I bet?
One.
Yep.
Yeah,
they're down 30-0 in that game.
I did too.
Crazy
against Denver.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
What are they trying to be? Cheeseburger, next up. Cheeseburger, what's up?
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing today?
We're good. As a matter of fact, we had some cheeseburger today. That's a side note. Go ahead.
I hear you. I'm good, too. Before I get to my nickname for the Titans defense, I got a suggestion. Y'all get a Titans player, y'all come back to Buffalo Wild Wings in Nashville West. I'll be there, and I will sing a rap song with that Titans player, whoever y'all get. It can be any Titans player. I will sing a rap song with him just for y'all. And also, the Titans defense, their nickname should be the NFL's nastiest sack monsters, the sack monsters.
Cheeseburger, I love you.
Everybody's going after monsters, man. I keep seeing these.
Monsters to me is like cartoon monsters.
Yeah, like the big blue guy, you know, that's running down
the
court.
It's like
not
aggressive enough. It's, you know why? Because monsters are fake.
I don't know. Hunk sounds like a monster when he does his.
I'm going to get you.
Stop it.
I'm going to get you.
I hate that. Like, I'm about to walk out. It's that creepy.
Oh.
By the way, we will be back. At Nashville West with a Titans player.
That'll be
at
the last
some point.
One.
I think at some it's point. The last
Is
one.
That the last one?
Nope.
So we start with the first one. And what? Wasn't a big crowd at Nashville. Nashville West did not show up.
Nope. I'm very disappointed.
Listen, now, their defense, they might not have known about it.
And it was the first coming off a holiday.
Right.
Coming off Labor Day. This is a full disclosure show. We keep it real.
Yeah, my fellow West Nashvilleians. I wish you guys would have came out in droves. Mm.
You claim residency all over this town, though, because
yeah,
you're a man
all,
of the people.
I grew up all over, too.
That's right.
Except South Nashville, but got ties out there, too. So. Tennessee Mutt, baby. You're looking at it.
Can we mention your side job?
What's my? Yeah.
All right, we'll do that. Slay has a...
Clay might say something.
You just flashed back, didn't you?
Yeah, it really did. Slay has a side job. You're going to want to hear about this. That's next, 3HL.
A side what?
Oh, y'all hitting us up on Twitter. We appreciate that at 3HL1045 on Zone TV, Twitter, Facebook Live, YouTube. That's where a lot of the comments come from, and Twitch.
Twitch, please.
Couple of bits of news. Lines are loaded, number one. Appreciate y'all. Also, Scott Blade, Independence High School football coach, told his team today that he is moving on. So Scott Blade out at Independence High School. We had that for you earlier. We also have some, I mean, this would have been breaking news. Except for you went ahead and did your side job.
Didn't break it, huh?
I mean, yeah, you broke it on the big blue radio network.
Yeah, doing it.
You're the host, Mayor. It's your fault.
There might have been some things going on there.
What's Slay cheating on us with?
Man, so now I am, first of all, appreciate all the love, man. Everybody shouted out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, everything about taking over the color analyst spot for Tennessee State University's basketball team.
Nice.
I love it. So you and Greg Pogue, yep. and congrats on that. You're going to do awesome.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man.
You had your first game last night?
I did. I had a great time, man. Shout out to AG, SID over there. So, man, and Mickey Allen. Mickey Allen came up and hollered at me. So got some Tennessee ties right there. But I had a phenomenal time, man. It was – really good. And then the community came out and supported.
Yeah.
That was, man, hey, I ain't seen that atmosphere probably since about mid-2000s. If they can get it back to about, like, 93, 94, early 90s, that thing will be rocking over there. So, they came out in droves, man. Salute to them.
Did you have, like, as you were sitting there doing the game, did you have, like, because you spent a lot of time at TSU when you were a kid. Did memories start to kind of flow back for you? That's always kind of a cool thing.
They did, man. They did. And not only that, the physical memories start walking up to me and tapping me on the shoulder. And everything. So it was really like, man, I'm looking in. Like, it was like I jumped in a time machine and went back. Like, people that raised me and the people that I watched play. Sharon Jarrett, who was an all-time great over there for the women in Tennessee State. So, I was also a ball boy for the women's team, too. So,
yeah,
man, a lot of love there, man. And then just the people in the community around TSU that always worked there. It was all love, man. It was good to be back in that environment also.
It is such a great community. I did play-by-play for the football program for a few years and had a blast with that. And Penny Collins, love that dude. And it was good to see him get that win last night.
Yeah, needed it. Against Kenny Anderson. New York great legend. So he's building something at Fisk also. So salute to them too. Kenny Anderson over there getting it done.
Russell good Ack. Deal. Mike Gorgon had the story a couple days ago.
Yes, he did.
Mike
found the story out before, man. I found out. How does that happen? I ain't even know, hey, man. Mike.
Mike's been rolling around these parts for a long time.
Mike hit me up, man. You think I can do this? Mike, what? Where did you get this information is what I'm trying to figure out. But
Mike knows everything.
He does. Goodness gracious. Goodness gracious, man. Come out and support them guys, though, man. Good team over there. Penny got his work cut out for him because he got a lot of athletes and a really good team. Hard to make guys jail when you get 9 new guys. I think 11 maybe. So.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yep. So that conference is really good, too.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Babs, you got volleyball tonight?
I do. I was like, wait, no, I'm not calling volleyball tonight.
I was about to say,
No. I'm playing volleyball. I've got a doubleheader, and I'm not going to lie. I'm terrified at what my body is going to do with a doubleheader.
Doubleheader for the Babsy.
Yep. Give me a little shout-out later tonight. Keep me in your prayers.
Prayers up for Don Davenport.
Can I say something, man?
And her Achilles.
Yes.
Man, people, y'all, hey, listen, I love the love that y'all were giving me about me being able to get that color analyst spot. Man, don't y'all dare ask me on Twitter or nowhere else, are you leaving 3HL? Y'all out of y'all. Listen, man, do you know how hard it was to get in here? Man, my feet are cemented on the ground, man. They're going to have to pry me up out of this seat to get me out of here. Y'all crazy? I'm hell no, I ain't going nowhere. Lock the door. The door is locked, man.
Car ain't got no roof.
Hell no.
All right. Yeah, man. Well, that's good.
Yeah, let me just let that be known real quick.
Well, thank you. Okay. That's good. I'm glad you put that out there.
Yeah.
Sure. Anthony, next up on 3 Retail. Anthony, what's up?
Anthony's gone.
Oh.
Can't blow it like that, Anthony.
No.
He wanted to talk about Yellowstone.
Oh!
And the Titans.
Oh, Anthony!
That's all right. We have to be out of here.
Yep, Titans tonight coming up. I see Titans Amy right across the hall.
Titans Amy!
I see Rhett Bryan right across the hall.
Me.
Joe Hunk, what's up?
They'll be ready to go.
Baby Titans, tonight, 500. We getting over 500.
Those little baby Hunk Titans are going to get that win tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get that dove?
Deontay Foreman revenge game coming at you at 9 o'clock.
Oh, there you go.
Deontay Foreman revenge game.
Whoever would have thought you'd say that?
back in Houston.
Back at it tomorrow. Love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Keep the tweets coming. At 3HL1045. We'll respond all the time.
Huh? Got Ryan Kelly.
See ya.
We'll announce that.
I know. I was talking about Hunk.
Mike Gorgon to break it.
That's right.